Proclamation number 5134 of 18th of May, 1951. Task of a mediator between God and humans. Receiving the living word also imposes obligations on the recipient which he must not overlook. For a divine gift is always bestowed for a specific purpose and must therefore also be utilized accordingly. This also includes that the recipient himself makes use of the divine gift, that he processes intellectually what has flowed to him through the heart. He must think through what is revealed to him, process it mentally in order to be able to convey it to his fellow human beings in his own words. If he is not able to directly convey what he has received, he must, so to speak, become the teacher of his fellow human beings, which requires a deep immersion in the knowledge conveyed to him from on high. He must beware of indifference and lukewarmness in his mission, which is inevitably connected with receiving the divine word, but in deepest earnestness utilize everything received, because it is a spiritual task which is to help people to the salvation of their souls. He must constantly distribute what he himself receives, and this the more assiduously the nearer the end. He has a great but also beautiful task to fulfill. To act as a mediator between God and people. And he should constantly be aware of this task. He should not forget that his love for his fellow human beings has earned him this task and that he must not let this love diminish but that it should deepen through the constantly increasing adversity so that his activity will continue uninterruptedly. He should bear in mind that spiritual hunger is to be awakened in fellow human beings and that this is only possible when spiritual nourishment is offered to them and only then do they feel the inner teaching. Don't let the most delicious things you possess lie idle. Constantly pass them on. Create a course for the water of life which flows from the divine source so that it can flow wherever thirsty souls are. Use every opportunity to inform fellow human beings of the influx of divine love and wisdom, of his word, which is invigorating and revitalizing for every earthly wanderer, and take it into your heart yourselves and live it out. And then you will be able to speak to your fellow human beings with innermost conviction and thus also convince them of the strength of the word which is conveyed to humanity from above in order to help them in greatest spiritual adversity. And instruct all who allow themselves to be instructed. Work with the pound you have been given as long as there is still time. For people will try to hinder you and you'll no longer be able to carry out your work as before. Then much seed shall already have been scattered which will sprout where the will is good. Therefore create and work while it is still day, for the night will come when you'll no longer be able to work. Amen.